committed crimes mostly of a commercial nature. Thank you.
Thank you. Distinguished Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to express our gratitude to the United Nations Human Rights Council for the third UPR on the compliance of Tajikistan with our human rights obligations. The constructive dialogue has enabled us to focus on the issues facing our country. We have not been able to achieve all of the indicators we would like to in the human rights sphere, but we have achieved a great deal of progress, much more than we have already mentioned. We have a national strategy in the human rights sphere up to 2030, which defines our long-term goals and the different tasks of the government in the human rights sector to allow us to progressively improve all of our policies and measures to protect and promote human rights through the activities of the state bodies and through pooling the efforts with civil society. We have taken careful note of the recommendations of human rights treaty bodies of the United Nations. And we have also taken full account of the Sustainable Development Goals to promote sustainable development up until 2030. Our national strategies will help us to improve respective fundamental human rights and freedoms. And in July 2021, we built and started the operations of a new prison with contemporary equipment and furniture for prisoners. And we have a new two-story building in the city of Khujan as well for detainees. In Dushanbe and Khujan, there are two buildings which are being built for medical treatment, and we are planning to complete construction by the end of this year. In 2022, we intend to build a three-story building with 700 beds and different health centers in Vakhrat City and Khujan, to be able to react quickly to the pandemic and any future pandemics. We've worked on specifically targeted measures to train medical personnel, to make sure that we adopt preventive measures, in particular during protracted emergencies as well as short-term ones, to avoid any infection. And we work closely with medical institutions to promote cooperation between them and also with the Ministry of Health to provide an exchange of views and to make sure that we can increase our knowledge and therefore the best treatment of patients in the Republic. In the Republic of Tajikistan, we have a medical establishment for female convicts, female prisoners, where there are currently 200 women. And they received the best medical care. And the Bangkok rules have been implemented for work with women prisoners, with specific measures adopted to ensure that their rights are protected. And this extends to all parts of the prison and the medical establishment, and there have been training courses which have been conducted on the Bangkok rules. To improve the conditions of detention for women, we have undertaken specific measures such as training courses, the creation of better conditions, better environment for women prisoners. With the Ministry of Justice, we created a working group to develop a project to make sure that all of our regulations were in line with international legislation and the recommendations of the UN treaty bodies. Distinguished Madam President, we wish to thank you personally for your major contribution into the establishment of a constructive and friendly atmosphere for this third UPR cycle, and we'd like to thank all of the members of the Council. We're convinced that the dialogue which is taking place today will really facilitate our work in Tajikistan to improve the protection and promotion of human rights in Tajikistan. We are convinced that the recommendations will be very useful to us. We will study them extremely carefully. We can assure you of this, and we will discuss them within the government, with all of our agencies and civil society. And the government of Tajikistan has adopted many national action plans to implement the recommendations of UN treaty bodies and in the last UPR cycle. We can assure you that we will listen very carefully to all of the points you have raised and all of your recommendations from the Human Rights Council and from the OHCHR and also from other United Nations human rights mechanisms and treaty bodies. The government is consistently implementing international legislation that Tajikistan has ratified and to implement in practice all of these recommendations from the UN side. We will pay particular attention to strengthening our national human rights institutions and to reform our criminal legislation and to increase training opportunities for penitentiary personnel and law enforcement officials, for the mass media and others. I'd like to thank the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the Secretariat of the OHCHR, and all of the organisers of this meeting for having enabled this dialogue in such difficult conditions given the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the pandemic, we have been able to hold a high-level dialogue, and we're particularly grateful to the interpreters who have provided us with the opportunity to express our views and listen to all of the recommendations from states. I'd like to thank the Distinguished Human Rights Council for this constructive dialogue and to assure you that our country will take all necessary measures to ensure respect of human rights and freedoms in Tajikistan. Thank you for your attention.